Listen up. We live in a world where chaos reigns, but there's a deeper layer beyond the chaos. What we're actually witnessing is the culmination of a grand rebellion against the very God of the universe by forces both human and cosmic. And right now, we are sitting on the very edge of the end of the age.
Welcome to today's broadcast of The History of the Future with author and speaker Rob Pelizewski, founder of Absolute Truth and Prophecy, a Watchman ministry dedicated to revealing the God of the Bible, the truth of His Word, and proclaiming Christ's soon return. Ezekiel 3:17 reads, "Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. Therefore, hear a word from my mouth and give them warning from me." ATP ministry is dedicated to calling the lost, waking the church, and summoning the world to repentance. Now here's Rob with today's teaching.
Welcome to the inaugural broadcast of The History of the Future, brought to you by ATP Ministry. My name is Rob Pelizewski. ATP stands for Absolute Truth and Prophecy, and that's what we're about, and what this program is going to be all about. We'll be talking about truth, apologetics, making the case for the reality of the God of the Bible. That's the absolute truth part. And we'll also be talking about the prophetic, making the connection between the prophecies of old and today's headlines, the words of Scripture and the culmination of all of history. Now, the history of our future is really the history of our past, the story of a grand rebellion waged throughout the ages by mankind against the Creator God of the universe. It began in the garden when Eve and Adam were offered the chance to be like gods, and they took it. A rather tempting offer, don't you think? After the garden, the next big battle in that war was fought in Babel, when Nimrod and his followers tried to set up a system that would overthrow the Creator and His order. That war was waged via the birth of the pagan religions that spread first through the Middle East and then to all the world. We'll see that the old order of Egypt and Babylon never really faded away. That cosmic revolt was taken on by the Greeks and Romans. Its dark occult practices even invaded the church, paganizing Christianity itself. Through the Middle Ages and beyond, the traditions of that spiritual revolt disguised itself in the cloaks and the practices of the fraternal orders, like the Knights Templar, the Rosicrucians, the Freemasons, the Illuminati. It has paraded itself as Nazis and communists. And today it has infiltrated secular governments and the Vatican, the EU, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergs, the UN, the Federal Reserve, and even Islamic terrorism. It has set up shop in the modern world as the seemingly harmless New Age, with all its yoga and Reiki and transcendental meditation and positive thinking cults. All of these have a common thread. They worship the creature rather than the Creator. They all seek to be as gods, guiding their own destiny outside of that divine order. In these programs, which will follow, we'll be following the prophetic implications that have run through history and are coming to their culmination right now. Here's some of what we've seen since just the middle of the last century. Israel, a nation driven out of the land over 1,800 years ago, has once again become a nation. That happened in 1948, all according to dozens of prophecies in the Old Testament. The Jewish people from around the world are hearing the call to return to their God-given land. That's called Aliyah, and they are not only hearing that call, they are obeying it. Seemingly drawn by a divine summons they often acknowledge, yet scarcely understand. And all of this, again, is according to the prophets. A new world order is forming. Senator McCain tells us it's been here for decades. The architecture of that global government is being put into place at the behest of a globalist spirit promoted by globalist elite and groups like the Bilderbergs, Pope Francis. That coming one world government was foretold in the books of Daniel and Revelation. Mark of the Beast technology is being developed as we move toward a cashless society. Citibank in Australia is getting rid of cash in all its branches. Belgium limits how much you can spend in cash, and Ecuador may be the first nation to go entirely cashless. All of this is creating the conditions for a future controlled by that global government in which, according to Revelation 13:17, no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. That's the plan. Taken together, all of this is creating the conditions that are ripe for the rise of the Antichrist. At the same time, the Pope is leading a drive toward a one-world religion. The scriptures tell us that this will be headed up by the false prophet, a religious leader who will set up a universal religion that will deny the central beliefs of the Christian faith. We see the rapid increase in technology. Science is developing the ability to alter the human genome, changing what it really means to be human as they experiment with combining humans with other species. Many see this as a return of the Nephilim written of in Genesis 6, where the fallen angels cohabited with humans to produce a hybrid race. There's connections with the New Age there and also the likely specter of a false alien invasion. Now that's the prophetic side of what we'll be talking about, but the other side we'll cover is apologetics, making the case for truth. In that area, we'll be discussing how science points to the Creator God of the Scriptures, how the workings of the universe give evidence of a Creator and a Sustainer. We'll address the faulty reasoning that lies behind the theory of evolution and why the Scriptures can be relied upon and why they're superior to any of the other supposedly sacred writings. And of course, in the process, we'll review how dozens upon dozens of prophecies have already been fulfilled. Prophecies of history, prophecies of nations, of timing, prophecies of Jesus the Messiah. So that's the kind of stuff that we're going to be covering. And we got a little time left, so I'd like to get to it because there's some big happenings going on right now in Israel. We know that Israel is God's timepiece. The prophetic clock started ticking there when Israel became a nation in 1948, and the United States immediately took on the role of its closest ally, recognizing the Jewish state only minutes after independence was declared. But now a president of the United States has done the unprecedented, the unthinkable. Look, I don't want to go overboard, but what we witnessed on the eve of Christmas Eve this last year was a betrayal of the First Order. Kind of a day of infamy and shame for the United States, and a challenge to the biblically declared order as proclaimed by God himself to his servant Abram. Pick this up in Genesis 12. God sends Abram out to an unknown land, and he tells him, I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you I will curse. And as we follow that story through the book of Genesis, God does show Abraham the promised land. He establishes a line through his son Isaac. He promises the land through an everlasting covenant. Genesis 3, 14 and 15, lift up your eyes and look from the place where you are, northward and southward and eastward and westward, for all the land that you see I will give to you and to your offspring forever. This was no easy promise. The scriptures record 55 times that God confirmed the gift of the land to Abraham and Isaac with an oath, and a dozen times it's described as an everlasting covenant. One of these is talked about in Psalm 105, 8 through 11. It says, He remembers his covenant forever, the word that he commanded for 1,000 generations, the covenant that he made with Abraham, his sworn promise to Isaac, which he confirmed to Jacob as a statute to Israel, as an everlasting covenant, saying, To you I will give the land of Canaan as your portion for an inheritance. This everlasting covenant, then, is nothing to be played with. Yet this is what the United Nations did and what the United States did in cooperating with the UN resolution. There are blessings on those that bless Israel and cursings on those that curse her. But President Obama chose a different route. He broke with history, our own history. On December 23, 2016, the UN Security Council passed Resolution 2334, which demands that Israel immediately and completely cease all settlement activities in the occupied Palestinian territory. including East Jerusalem. And then it went on to define Israel as an occupying power and demanded a return to those indefensible pre-June 4th, 1967 borders. You know, and then the document goes farther. It takes a prophetically pregnant turn. This is a watchman moment. It calls upon all parties to continue in the interest and the promotion of peace and security. That phrase just about jumps off the page, peace and security. It's the very same phrase used by the Apostle Paul as he talks about the timing of end times events. Now, concerning the times and the seasons, brothers, you have no need to have anything written to you, for you yourselves are fully aware that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. Now, watch this. While people are saying there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. That's in 1 Thessalonians 5, 1-3. The term peace and security is exact. The precision of Scripture is unmatched. But President Obama has betrayed Israel and brings us back to that question of blessings and curses. Will God indeed keep his word? Well, history shows that he has and that he will every time. Blessings and curses, we choose. You know, in Joel 3:2, God declares a judgment against all nations that come against Israel. All nations that have scattered his people among the nations and parted my land. Time and again, that is proven true. We can only pray that God will see this action as that of a rogue leader who no longer represents the will of the people he governs. We can only pray for mercy upon this nation. Now, next time out, we're going to look at some of the evidence, some of the very specific instances of how God has dealt with this nation based upon how we have treated Israel in some very exact circumstances. Blessings and curses. God has honored his word every time. History shows that every time a president or a secretary of state has tried to force Israel to trade that land for peace, God's land for false peace, America has suffered either natural or financial disasters of the highest order, and sometimes both. We had the perfect storm. We had record-breaking tornadoes that coincided with these events. We've seen massive, record-shattering stock market crashes. And why wouldn't we? After all, this is God's land. We're talking about God's people here, and it is his word that is on the line. The very existence of Israel is the fulfillment of a God-given promise. It's God's word, and he will not compromise it. That is the word of the Lord.
We hope that you are enlightened by today's program. And if you would like to learn more, we'd love to have you visit us at atpministry.com. That's Absolute Truth and Prophecy, atpministry.com. We have more resources there, including a free weekly newsletter that you can have emailed to your inbox or view online. The newsletter takes an in-depth look at today's events through the lens of God's Word. Please remember, we are completely listener-funded, and your gifts to this ministry are what enables us to continue on the air. Any gift of support is greatly appreciated. You can donate by using the website, or if you wish to donate by check, please make it payable to My Father's House and indicate that it's for ATP Ministry, and mail to ATP Ministry, P.O. Box 268, Springbrook, New York, 14140. And as always, thank you for listening.